This chazar is zechinish the bachiches reshagim of Yehuda meseches yuma daf lamed beis. Zakt Gemara. Brisa says the pasuk says that Aaron goes into the heichal after the avoidus, but doesn't say what must be done when he goes into the heichal. Brisa says this pasuk refers to Aaron going back into the kodesh hakodashim to remove the spoon and the shovel that he left there previously. Although the order of the psukim says that this is done right after it's left in there, in truth it's done after Aaron offers the oiler for himself and for Klal Yisrael. Rav Chista said this can be proven from the fact that we know that the Kohen Gadol must go to the mikveh 5 times, that each time he changes clothing, and he has to wash his hands and feet 10 times, twice at each change of clothing. Now, if he went to remove the spoon and the shovel immediately after putting it in there, so he wouldn't have to change into the golden and change back into the white, he would still be in his white clothing, so we'd be missing 2 changes of clothing. There'd only be 3 changes of clothing, and there would only be 3 tefillas and 6 kiddush adam reglaim. So it must be that he brought the oil in his golden clothing after being in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so he had to change into his golden clothing, and then he had to change back into his white clothing to go back into the Kodesh HaKadoshim to get the spoon and the shovel. And then, so that's why when you put all back that together, there is 10 kiddush adam reglaim and 5 tefillas, because it's based on the 5 changes of clothing. Brisa says, Rabbi Yehuda says, we learn that the Kohen Gadol has to go to the mikveh at every change of clothing from the Pesukim. The Pesukim say that Aaron must change to his golden clothing to bring the Oila, and he has to go to the mikveh before putting on the golden clothing. We see from here that he must go to the mikveh at each change of clothing. Rabbi says, we can learn from a different pasuk. The pasuk says that when the Kohen Gadol changes into the linen clothing, he has to first go to the mikveh. We see that every change of clothing requires a tefillah in the mikveh. Also, the pasuk says, Big Day Kodesh Heim, which compares all the clothing to each other, so therefore we learn that every change in clothing, he has to go to the mikveh. The Brisa then says, there were 5 changes of clothing on Yom Kippur that required tefillah. The tamid was done in the golden clothing. The ketores and the kodesh hakodashim was done in the linen clothing. The elim, the rams, were then offered in the golden clothing. The spoon and the shovel had to then be gotten from the kodesh hakodashim, and that was done in the linen clothing. And then the afternoon tamid, tamid shoben abayim, was then brought in the gold clothing. So there's 5 changes. The Brisa then explains, we know that each tefillah required 2 washings of the hands and the feet from the pasuk that discusses his changing to the golden clothing. The pasuk says, "Ufashat v'rochatz v'lovash." The word v'rochatz teaches that a washing is necessary on the upashat, on the undressing, and on the v'lovash, and when he gets redressed again after going to the mikveh. Rav Elazar, the son of Rav Shimon, says, "We learn the washing requirement from a kal v'chomer. All year long, there's no chiyuv to be toivel, yet there's a chiyuv to wash from the kiyar. So Yom Kippur, when there's a chiyuv to be toivel, surely there's a chiyuv to wash from the kiyar. Although that would suggest that only 1 washing is necessary. The extra word in the pasuk of asher lovash." Teach that that a washing is required at the undressing, just as it is at the time of the dressing itself. Fleck, Rabbi Yehuda gave a source requiring tefillah when the Kohen Gadol changed into the golden clothing. From how did he learn that changing into linen clothing also requires him to be toivel? The yeshiva Rabbi Shmuel said it's a kal v'chomer. If he has to be toivel for the golden clothing, with which he may not enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim, surely he has to be toivel for the linen clothing with which he enters into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Fleck, maybe only the golden clothing requires him to be toivel because it's used to bring kapara all year long. So rather, he learns it from the psukim used by Rabbi. Fekmar Rebbe gave a source requiring tefillah when the Kohen Gadol changes into the linen clothing. From how does he learn that changing into the golden clothing also requires him to be toivel? The Yeshiva Rav Shmuel Sven is a kal v'chomer. If he has to be toivel for the linen clothing, which is not used for kapara all year long, surely he must be toivel for the golden clothing, which does bring kapara all year long. For the acting Gemara, maybe only the linen clothing requires him to be toivel, because with it he enters the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Gemara says, that's why Rabbi said, also the pasuk says that it compares all the clothing together. He uses that to teach that the tefillah is needed by the golden clothing as well. For the acting Gemara, the pasuk brought by the Brisa as a source for the washing requirement actually refers to tefillah, not washing of the hands and the feet. Gemara says this pasuk is not needed to teach tefillah, because that's learned from another pasuk, so it must be stated in regard to washing of the hands and the feet, kedushas yadayim v'raglayim, and that's what it refers to. Fact, Gemara, why does the Torah teach us about washing by using a word which seems to refer to tefillah? Gemara says this was done to teach us, just like tefillah has to be done in the azara, so too the kedush yadayim v'raglayim has to be done in the azara as well. Fact, Gemara, Yehuda uses this pasuk to teach tefillah, so how does he learn out kedush yadayim v'raglayim? Gemara says he learns it out from the kal v'chomer that was taught before by Rav Elazar, the son of Rav Shimon. Zakt Gemara, the pasuk used by Rebbe, which was one used by the Raisa as the source for washing, suggests that the washing is done after he undresses and after he is toivel, but before he dresses. So this would not follow the Rabbanan, who say that both times he does a kiddush adam reglaim while he's dressed, and it does not follow Rav Meir, because he says that the second washing at least is done after he gets dressed. Rav Acher bar Yaakov said that even Rebbe would agree that he washes the second time after dressing, because the pasuk says that the washing is done v'gishtam al hamizbeach, which teaches that it has to be done at a time when he can go directly from the washing to the mizbeach, not that he still has to get dressed before he can go to the mizbeach. The Mishnah said, "If you loyes as atomid and karatzoi," so Ula explains that karatzoi means to kill. He kills it. He does the beginning of the shechita. He does enough for a kosher shechita, but he does roiv shnayim, not full shnayim. Someone else continues. We'll explain the kohen gadol has to attack a shecht, meaning roiv of the esophagus and the trachea to make it a kosher shechita, but he doesn't then complete the cut all the way through. He allows someone else to do that, so he should be available for the kabbalah.